This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's time to evaluate scrapping the agency and revisiting our immigration system in a way that is humane.
Get rid of it, start over, reimagine it.
Look at ICE. What a group of incompetents. Separating children from their families is just plain wrong.
Replacing ICE with something that reflects our morality.
Their mission, I think, is very much in question and has to be reexamined.
That seems a little extreme. Just get rid of ICE. Start from scratch or go back to what we had before. It isn't that long, but 2003 that ICE came into effect. So just go back to the good old days or different old days, or how do you want to look at it? Let's get the read on this from Frederick County, Maryland Sheriff Chuck Jenkins. He says it's not ICE that should be put on ICE, but maybe some of these protests. Sheriff, very good to have you.
Thank you, Neil.
What do you make of this here? The one that stood out to me, and there were so many comments, but from Dick Durbin, besides saying that they're a group of incompetents referring to ICE, saying they're more focused on toddlers than terrorists. What do you think?
Well, that was a very demeaning statement to law enforcement, particularly ICE. But, you know, it's insensitive, it's demeaning, and actually an ignorant statement by Senator Durbin. These senators don't understand the mission of ICE. It's a very professional law enforcement organization. As a matter of fact, our first line of defense at the border. This is about national security.
So when the president says that they're the ones out of touch, he had remarked, Sheriff, that when we have an infestation of MS-13 gangs in certain parts of the country, who do we send to get them out? He says ICE. So these groups argue, well, there were other groups doing this sort of thing before ICE. Who were they?
Well, no, there were never groups like this before ICE. There was INS, which preceded ICE,
right.
But they didn't have the mission of going in and conducting interior enforcement. That's what the mission of ICE is.
So when you hear this outrage, there are among Democrats who've been pushing this, Sheriff, I get a sense that they're fearing, at least some of the leaders in Congress, that they're going too far, that most Americans support, you know, the ICE efforts to protect our border and all of that, and that they're going too much out on a limb. What do you think?
This is a bridge too far. Listen, as local law enforcement, I need a partner, a federal partner that will help me clean up my neighborhoods, my communities, get rid of the criminal element that's in this country illegally. And the agency to do that and carry that out is ICE.
So when you hear from Senators Gillibrand and Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and on, they argue that what we had before, whether it was INS or working with authority, that they had a better sense of how to do things. But a lot of this seems to be based on this separation of kids from their parents, which is now, you know, been dialed back to the point where we're now trying to reunite those kids with their parents. So what is really the source of this, you think?
Well, I think these particular senators are pandering to an outcry for political purposes. Listen, I visited the border 4 years ago, 2014, and the identical same thing was going on under the Obama administration, but there was no outcry. But again, 4 years later, we have more gang members in this country, more MS-13, other Latino criminal gangs, and the problem's much worse. So we need ICE as a federal partner. The president is right on the mark on this to say, listen, ICE is here to stay. They've got a mission. They're great men and women that do a job that's very dangerous.
If we didn't have this whole dust-up over the separation of the kids and the parents, and to your point, a variation of which happened under President Obama, happened under President Bush, would we even be having this conversation?
I really don't think we would. I think it would be business as usual. But again, I think the president is on the right path, putting the right people in place within the ICE organization. And I've dealt with ICE for 10 years. They are professionals. They know what they're doing from top to bottom, from cabinet level people to the agent on the street. They're professionals carrying out an important mission for this country.
All right. Sheriff, thank you very, very much. Good seeing you.
Thank you, Neil.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live. Hey, that is our mission, our target focus, to get this country back on track. Not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's an us kind of thing. The United States, huh? How about it? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as promised, CNN political commentator Steve Cortez joins us after another busy week as far as news goes. We've got Tuesday's primary results, Mad Max on the loose, Kennedy retirement, shakeup with our, in the Oval Office. It is nonstop, not to mention an election coming up south of the border that, I'll tell you, that comes out to be true. Look for, as we've been saying, things to change with our neighbor to the south who has already said, hey, come one, come all. Everybody or somehow we have the right to invade the southern border of the United States and enter the United States, if even illegally. So, Steve Cortez, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm great. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, you're right. The news flow is never quiet in yes. Trump world, is it?
No, not at all. And then, of course, then you throw into it the shooting yesterday in Annapolis at the Capitol Gazette. Five dead, two wounded. Just another tragedy in a situation where, you know, all these tensions. I mean, what's been happening, Stephen? I've been talking to a lot of people about this. The vitriol. It's just, you got to be careful. And I don't even like Sean Hannity warning that people are going to get murdered over this stuff. I think it only further exacerbates the possibility. What do you say?
Yeah, too, I thought Sean was honestly very irresponsible, and I'm generally a fan. Mm-hmm. Of course, we agree on policy and both strong Trump supporters. But he did what I don't like the left doing so often. He politicized mm-hmm. that shooting almost immediately and blamed it on Maxine Waters. And mm-hmm. Maxine Waters is an outrage, no doubt about it. And I am crazy critical of her comments and her threats, quite frankly, to Team Trump. I've said so on CNN. I've said so in articles. So, I agree that she's massively out of bounds. But I think mm-hmm. Sean Hannity, unfortunately, acted a little bit like her in that he immediately tried to politicize that Annapolis shooting. It appears there is no political angle to this. This is just a terrible guy who had a personal vendetta with this paper because of their coverage of him. And it's just an awful story, but it doesn't appear to have any ideology at all attached to it. And he, though, Sean Hannity, tried to immediately fix this and ascribe this to Maxine Waters. So I thought that was unfair.
Yeah, I think that's a stretch. Yeah,
let's
I agree.
Let's not act like the left, right? Let's mm-hmm. not do what we can't stand in them. We can't do ourselves, in my view.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I've been concerned because he's been on this for several weeks, even suggesting that somebody's going to get killed because of all the vitriol. It's just dangerous. I mean, if we're going to tap it down, then we need to talk about the positive things that are happening in the country. And there's lots of positive things. But, at every turn, you have the opposite side. The Dems are anything that has to do with Trump, with all the problems that we're having, the border. You and I talked about this before. They they have they don't care about fake news anymore. I mean, they're just absolutely blatant, especially after what Time magazine did with the cover of their last edition.
Right, right. And that was just so outrageous to Photoshop that that cover as if Trump is being cruel to a crying little toddler girl who, by the way, was crying because her mother made a terrible decision, which is to willfully and knowingly trespass into the United States, to break and enter into our country. And by the way, for economic reasons, not because she was fleeing persecution, not
exactly.
because she was feared for her life in Honduras, but because she wanted a better economic life. By the way, I don't begrudge anyone wanting a better economic life. I mean, I thank God I was born here. Thank God my father immigrated here legally. But just because, I would guess if we were to say anyone in the world who wants a better economic life in America is allowed, we'd probably have about 1 billion people here the next day.
Right.
I mean, that were the case.
Well, Gallup said 162 million are ready to come to the United States.
And I think that's super low. I don't believe it's nearly that low. I really don't. But but here's the thing. We are a welcoming country. We have 4% of the world's population. We have 20% of the world's immigrants, about 1 million a year legally in the United States. We do immigration better than anyone in the world. It's important to us. It's a part of the fabric of America, of our culture, our economy. I love immigration, but I want to do it better, first of all, legal immigration. And then secondly, I want illegal immigration to be eliminated or as much right. as practical. And part of that is zero tolerance at the border. And I don't apologize for zero tolerance policies. No one has a right to break and enter into our country just as they don't have a right to break and enter into my house.
Exactly.
Either is wrong, and either should be vigorously prosecuted.
Well, at the core of all this, Steve, is we want fairness. I don't care if you're illegal or legal. I think what's instinctively endemic to all human beings is what's fair. And after 1986, especially with the one-time amnesty for illegal aliens, there were things the government, Democrats, Republicans alike, were supposed to do. And basically, they lied to the public. They did neither one of the three things they were supposed to do, other than they got amnesty, but there was supposed to be a quid pro quo that to this day has not happened. And I don't understand why Donald Trump doesn't say, look, we're going to enact, we're going to follow through on the 1986 commitment. And then we can talk about something later on. You know, why are we reinventing the wheel for something that's already been approved and passed?
Right. And I think, Bill, to that point, I think Trump learned from that lesson, from Reagan's mistake. And I generally love Ronald Reagan, but I think that was a huge mistake. Of his presidency. And that's why Trump is holding the line here on DACA. He's willing to give amnesty to DACA, to these young adults who came here as children and didn't choose to break our immigration laws. A lot of people in the Trump team don't agree with me on this. I agree with the president, though. I think that it's right for us to show mercy to those people. However, that amnesty, if we grant that alone without getting the other improvements we need, like a border wall, like eliminating the visa lottery, restricting chain migration. If we just did standalone amnesty, I think we'll have the same result we had in 1986. You'll just encourage more of it because people believe, well, there's going to be DACA 2.0, 3.0.
Exactly.
So I think he's right to stand his ground and say, if we're going to make DACA permanent, protections for these people permanent, we have to have these other elements to deter illegal immigration, and it has to be in one package. We can't say, okay, we get an IOU that we're going to cash in later because it never gets cashed in, and it didn't in the 80s, it won't now.
Steve, is amnesty, I mean, because this is one thing I'm hearing a lot about, is that, amnesty is a big word, and with it comes all privileges and, of citizenship and everything. I think some people are open to some form of amnesty, but are you saying it's total amnesty, for the DACA? We say kids, but these are grown-ups now, people who were brought here to this country. Or do they even get vetted? I mean, because you have some of these kids that, they almost self-identify still with their home country. They're really not totally interested in assimilating and being a positive part of the fabric of this culture.
Right. No, certainly that's true, Solon. You're right. And listen, we shouldn't lionize all DACA recipients as if they're all angels and they're wonderful.
Valedictorians and all that, right?
Yeah. Right. So, no, I 100% agree. We have to have serious vetting and a process, too. And when I say amnesty for them, what I would propose and what Trump has proposed is immediate protection, meaning, they won't be deported. They have legal status to stay here. But a long process towards citizenship, I think, where they have to demonstrate that they are good, that they would be good citizens in the United States.
Yeah, I think Marco Marco Rubio has suggested as much as well. And as we continue to debate this and work this out, hopefully we can stay on the right track on this. Steve Cortez is with us. He continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent, coming your way at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Steve Cortez continues with us, CNN political commentator. Steve, with all the pressure that Dems have been putting on this president and the administration to, present some sort of false narrative that you would think that the administration is anti-Hispanic, his popularity numbers going up, but particularly among Hispanics, as you you write in your latest article and column at Real Clear Politics, I'm sorry, realclearpolitics.com, his approval rating rises among Hispanics 10 points. That's incredible.
Right. You just don't see those kind of jumps, not this quickly.
Well, not in the middle of all this contention, right?
Well, exactly. And that's the point of my article that I wrote, is that despite media hysteria over the border, and I do think there's a hysteria, I mean, we have a problem at the border, no doubt about it, but this is not a national scandal the way the media wants us to believe it is. Yeah. And you might expect that Hispanics in particular might be offended by what's going on there. Well, we're finding actually the opposite.
Right.
And this is not, you know, from some crazy right-wing polling organization. This is from The Hill.
Right.
Newspaper and website, which I'd say is generally pretty critical of Trump, but they do approval polling of him. His overall approval ratings is the second highest of his presidency. It's ticked up to 47%. 49 was the high mark last year, and it's rallied from being in the 30s not too long ago. And the biggest reason for the recent jump was among Hispanics. You're exactly right. And that it jumped 10 points, his approval rating among Hispanics. And by the way, too, a separate poll asking Hispanics about our border policy, only 20% of Hispanics said they supported the previous policy of catch and release, meaning that we will cite you but not arrest you. You're supposed to show up to court later. Of course, very few do. That's catch and release. 20% supported that. That's all. 64% of Hispanics support arresting the parents and detaining them either as a family or detaining them separately, but detaining in either case. 64%, I mean, almost two-thirds of Hispanics believe in enforcement at the border. So, you know, I think that will disappoint a lot of the Democrats. They think Hispanics are all open borders people. We're not.
Well, no.
The president's doing well. And here's the thing. In terms of Hispanic approval of the president, I don't think it has anything really with the border. It has to do with their lives. Most Americans,
yes, exactly.
Today, the border is not an issue to them. But you know what is? Their paycheck. And can they pay their bills? Can they take their family to dinner? Can they go see that doctor that they need to see and pay the copay? These are the things, the bread and butter issues that matter to most Americans. And thank goodness it's getting better for all Americans, and particularly for Hispanics, who, as working class people, are finally working class population, starting to see paychecks rise and their prosperity increase.
Steve, Hispanics tell me it's also an issue of security. I mean, because where do these illegals go? They go into Hispanic communities. And, you know, we've been saying, what is the difference? Somebody breaks the law on one side of the border, they come in. What are the chances they're going to be, they're going to be law-abiding just because they went on the other side of the border?
Right. No, you know, that's a great point. And, for example, the media also, when the president talks about cracking down on MS-13, the media tries to characterize that as anti-Hispanic.
Yeah.
Actually, the exact opposite is true. MS-13 primarily is terrorizing Hispanics.
Exactly.
Because that's where they live and operate.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you read the awful stories about their crimes, in almost every case, the victim has an Hispanic surname, which just makes sense, unfortunately. So I would argue that cracking down on MS-13 is actually protecting Hispanic Americans, far from being something discriminatory. So the media has it all wrong, but it's just because they are so hell-bent on presenting this narrative that the president hates Hispanics, that he's anti-Mexican, that he's anti-immigrant. You know, all of that is false. By the way, he's married to an immigrant. He's the son of an immigrant. A lot of people don't know that. He's not anti-immigrant. He's anti-illegal immigration, absolutely, but not anti-immigrant, and they're very, very separate things.
It's such a ridiculous argument because we're all immigrants. You know, barring if you were, you know, if you're not Indian and part of the indigenous tribes here that used to, be here in quite the population in America, hey, that's it. We all are. So it's ridiculous. And the other thing that is disheartening, and you mentioned this as well, and I want to point this out again, is the rhetoric. CIA Director Michael Hayden, you know, compared the detention policies to Auschwitz. Then you got Danny Deutsch. I don't even know why they bring Danny Deutsch back on again. To me, he's disqualified himself, even as an opiner. He's just way over the top, you know, calling Trump voters Nazis. I mean, come on.
Well, and how he gets away with that at MSNBC. I guarantee if I said that on CNN, about the other side, if I said Hillary voters are Nazis, I would be off the air immediately. I would be at least suspended, probably fired. And by the way, probably deserve it, right?
Yeah.
why MSNBC allows that kind of rhetoric from him to call Trump voters Nazis. And Michael Hayden, I mean, this guy was a four-star general. He was the head of the CIA. This isn't some small, you know, obscure figure. And he literally compared our border enforcement to Auschwitz. Mm-hmm. Number one, really disrespectful to the many people who died there, that horrible place. Number two, totally disrespectful to the Americans who ended that evil, the brave Americans of
exactly.
the generation who defeated Nazism. And he is a military man. To disrespect them that way, I thought was just disgraceful.
And the Border Patrol officers that are putting themselves in harm's way, you know, trying to affect the laws that they are supposed to affect, and how many have died in right. defense of our borders there. I mean, this is just, it's just so over the top. Yeah. And if Michael Hayden was in the position to be king and make the decision, how would he control this, you know, the border?
Right. And Bill, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I hate the way ICE has been so demonized. In the media. These are a lot of brave, hardworking people. They do tough, dangerous work that a lot of us wouldn't want to do, right? You know, busting down doors in the middle of the night when they have to, out in a hot desert trying to patrol our border. And by the way, the most Hispanic agency of the federal government, I would also mention. So the idea is,
yes,
this is, you know,
60%. 60% are Hispanic.
White racists, you know, who hate immigrants. I mean, it's just an absurdity. And I have so much respect for ICE, and I think they should be regarded and respected, not demonized.
Exactly. Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez upset the political tradition with a huge upset in Tuesday's primary and upending Joe Crowley, the 28-year-old Democratic socialist. She says, you know, she wants to get rid of ICE.
Unbelievable. And also echoed by yesterday by Senator Gillibrand of New
yes.
York. So that's the first time so far we've heard abolish ICE from some kind of, you know, minor political figures. People like this Ocasio-Cortez, although she may not be minor for long, she's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Cynthia Nixon, who's running for governor of New York, said that, the actress. But now we've heard it from a sitting U.S. senator from one of our largest states. A pretty important politician said she wants to abolish ICE. I guess I'll give them credit that at least they're starting to get honest about their open borders
aims.
That's where they want to go, and that's where we would get quickly. Imagine if ICE were eliminated. Could you imagine? Could you imagine a town saying, yeah, you know what, we're going to get rid of our cops? I mean, what would happen?
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's laughable, but in some ways it's not laughable, because they do want open borders, and they're starting to get a little more honest about it. And I think Senator Gillibrand and Ocasio-Cortez really handed us, as far as Republicans, a gift, because I plan on using that as much as I can on air and as we get into the 2018 elections, reminding America, you know, do you really want to pull the guards off of America's borders?
Yeah, right.
That's what they want.
That's the answer. I mean, of all the other things, that's the best they can come up with instead of offering some kind of solution. I mean, they've been part of the problem all these decades, and now their solution is, oh, we'll just get rid of ICE. Well, that makes just way too much sense, and as you say, it is laughable at the mere suggestion. Kennedy announced his retirement as expected. We've seen this coming for quite a while. Boy, this is just a grand opportunity for conservatism and for this president and his legacy.
It sure is. And, you know, I think perhaps Trump's, I think he's done a lot of things well, particularly regarding the economy. Mm-hmm. But perhaps his lasting legacy will be judges. Looking first below the Supreme Court level, he's already, at this point in the presidency, he's already has confirmed a record number of circuit court judges compared to any other president. Mm-hmm. So that's a big legacy that's really important. It doesn't get the attention of the Supreme Court, but it means a lot to our country. And then, of course, the Supreme Court, the fact that he got Gorsuch seated and made sure that Scalia seat stayed in a Scalia mold.
Yes, exactly.
A constructionist who, you know, believes in our Constitution and doesn't try to legislate from the bench and doesn't try to act like a monarch. And, you know, our country too often has been ruled by five unelected judges who have made decisions for the country that ought to be made through the political process, through the legislature, the president, etc. And now that we have a chance to replace Kennedy with, I hope, a much more conservative constitutional judge, that's going to be even more of the case.
Without a doubt.
The left is freaking out about this. But it's
Steve, we got to leave it right there. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. Steve Cortez, I'm Bill Martinez live.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House continues to deny it, but the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says Russia did interfere in the 2016 election, and it says so in a bipartisan report released on Tuesday, which agrees with the U.S. intelligence community, saying Moscow meddled in the election purposely to help the Trump campaign. After days of increasing calls by Democrats for immigration and customs enforcement to be eliminated, President Trump says at a speaking engagement last night,
"When it comes to ICE and Border Patrol and all of these incredible people that you've been reading about who are doing an unreal job, we want border security. We want security in our country. We respect ICE."
He was speaking in West Virginia, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's all about your liberty. That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. After everything is all said and done, welcome back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Gracie Pozzo Christi is with us right now. She specializes in radiology in the Miami area, serves as a senior policy advisor for the Catholic Association. Dr. Gracie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about, you know, we had a couple of victories this week in SCOTUS, the U.S. Supreme Court, but particularly the pro-life victory that was announced earlier this week. Tell our audience about that.
So the state of California passed a law requiring that pro-life pregnancy support centers who help women give birth to their children, women who want to keep their children, they passed a law saying that these centers had to advertise that the state provides free or low-cost abortion. In other words, making a pro-life center advertise for abortion, which is exactly what they're against. And the Supreme Court said that this was a violation of our free speech rights, and they were perfectly correct. It's a very good day for America.
It is amazing. You know, what is going on in California? I happen to be in California right now that on their ballot coming up in November is a proposal to break up into three states. I mean, it's getting pretty goofy. They did, you know, sign into law yesterday the sugar tax ban. I mean, they're all over the place. But to come up with something like this, I mean,
not a big surprise. I mean, this is what happens when you have a politically controlled state like California, to expect. And of course, this is along the lines of other things that they're doing right now. I mean, to the point to where they may be outlawing the Bible down the road because of some legislation.
Well, in California, as you say, that there is one party in control. And what we're seeing is sort of like the logical end limit of what happens when the progressive or the far left liberal ideology is carried out. It's an intolerant, in the end, it's an intolerant ideology.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't allow other people to dissent and to lead their lives in a normal way without having to bow to the state.
And what about the women that they say they care so much about that have been injured? It doesn't matter. It's just, okay, we've got an ideology and we're going to promote abortions. And even if you're there to do something that, the Planned Parenthood has been using for ages, that, supposedly abortion only represents 3% of what they do. 97% is counseling. So these clinics that counsel women on the basis of a pro-life worldview, suddenly they're wrong because they're not advertising abortions. This is incredible.
It is incredible. A woman who goes to an abortion clinic and gets an abortion, she walks out of there, she's all out of choices.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That was it for that pregnancy, for that child. But a woman who goes to a pro-life pregnancy center, she is given so many beautiful choices to go forward with her pregnancy. She's given all sorts of support to make that choice. And you know what? If she doesn't want to make the choice, she walks out with her child and she can go and have an abortion down the road. I mean, she's lost nothing, but she's been offered everything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the response throughout the country and certainly with pro-life conservatives has been incredible. Tony Perkins had this to say. He said, pro-life pregnancy centers provide at no charge the practical resources, information, and emotional help women need to choose life for their baby and to care for their child long after they are born. Pregnancy resource centers should not be compelled to speak a message that goes against the very nature of their existence. We're thankful that they can continue the good work without fear of punishment. Now, this is really focused, in terms of the baby, and I think that's an awesome perspective that Tony Perkins shares. I look at it as, for the woman herself that goes through something as traumatic as an abortion. I mean, we make it seem like, hey, it's just tissue, it's no big deal, you just cut it out. Well, what about these women that years later, Dr. Christie, are saying, hey, I know that... because this is what they tell me anecdotally all the time. They said, I had an abortion 13 years ago, and I know my child would be 13 years today.
Many women, they suffer so terribly after an abortion, and the suffering goes on for years, for the rest of their lives, because, as you say, they're reminded with every anniversary that they could have had a beautiful person in their life that that they didn't accept, but they felt they weren't able to. But what I think that it's really important is to remember that for the side of the argument that's always talking about choice,
mm-hmm.
The pregnancy resources centers are all about choice. They're about giving women really a platform from which to make all the choices that they want to make, not mm-hmm. just the choice that the state of California wants, which is for them to abort their children.
Well, I'm interested to note here, Dr. Christie, that a lot has been talked about PTSD. Is PTSD, in a sense, for the women that go through abortions, are we going to find out later on that somehow there's relevancy here?
Well, we know this. We know that women suffer psychologically from abortion. They have higher rates of mental illness, depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. They have higher drug abuse or alcoholism. I mean, women suffer after an abortion because everybody knows when you are pregnant, there's a little child on the way. Someone is going to call your mommy.
Yeah.
And when you say no to that, you suffer from that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because most women, that are pregnant will refer to it as a baby. They don't refer to it as a fetus. I mean, you try to take out that emotion and make it seem like it's, it's meaningless and inconsequential. But as you say, once they've made that decision and had an abortion, there's no more. They're all out of choices. At that point, they're having to deal with, the results of their final choice they made on behalf of this child's life.
And it's really ugly the way that the pro-abortion left talks about it in such sort of a vulgar, you know, they use the most horrible terms when they talk about abortion because they're trying to normalize it and make it seem, you know, just something you do on an afternoon and you never think about again. But, you know, our human reality is such, we can't cover that up. We know there's a child on the way. We know that we're missing something beautiful in our lives.
Well, the other thing that I've been, you know, banging the drum on this show has to do with, you know, the male, the male's participation, lack of participation. You know, many men have had their arms and hands tied on this situation because it's not their body, it's the woman's body. So, you know, God forbid that they would tread on that. But, you know, the thing is, by virtue of that argument, it is leaving the women that they care about and they love in many cases. They're leaving them defenseless, are they not?
Well, abortion is bad for men and women. And because the man, it takes away his right to defend his child from being killed. Mm-hmm. And it leaves them bereaved, the same way that a woman is bereaved when she has an abortion. And then it's bad for women because it takes away all the sense of responsibility that men ought to have for the women they impregnate. But they're being told, well, it's not your problem. She can go have an abortion. So it's killing the whole, abortion is killing all our society in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. And it really is, and I'm you know, I'm grateful to hear you put it in that perspective, because I believe it's one of those overlooked areas. I keep saying, at some point, sooner than later, there is going to be an outcry, and the cry is going to come from the men of America who finally come into the reality and understanding that their child, their son and daughter, has been murdered. And they are part and parcel to this. And you know, and I would say to them that come to this, you know, to come to that reality, that they understand above all that there is a forgiving God. There is a redeeming God. And we all make mistakes. But we need to reconcile this issue if we're going to ultimately do something in a dramatic way and push back and stand for pro-life and not stand for the murder of the next generation of children in this country or around the world for that matter.
I'm so glad you said that about God's mercy, because it is endless. It is too big to comprehend, and we're so thankful for that.
Without a doubt. Dr. Grace Posey-Christie, a policy advisor for the Catholic Association, with us on Bill Martinez. Dr. Christie, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health.
To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's always a great day here at Gil Martinez Live.
Let freedom ring. Let the wonders sing. Let the whole world know that today is the day of reckoning.
Gil Martinez Live.
Let the wrong be
America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk movies now. The new movie, The Writer. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a score of 97% audience score, just over 81%. This is a true story about Brady Genro, and interestingly enough, the director decided, and the writer, because it happens to be one and the same, decided to use untrained talent. I mean, Brady, you and your family, you know, this is quite the movie affair for the whole family, right?
My biological father and my whole sister are both in the film as well.
That is awesome. Now, the writer stars breakout Brady Genro, as we say, as I said, as a once rising star of the rodeo circuit, warned that his competition days are over after a tragic riding accident. Back home, Brady finds himself wondering what he has to live for when he can no longer do what gives him a sense of purpose. Brady, pick up the story and help our audience understand. I mean, after this incredible accident that occurred while you were in competition, boy, life was bleak for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't, my whole life was so, you know, wrapped up in rodeo that I just didn't really have a sense of direction after I got hurt. And, you know, the doctors told me not to even jog or lift over 10 pounds for at least 3 months, and then I would have to be cleared to do so.
Right.
And, you know, so for the first month or so, month and a half, I basically spent all my money, and I had to figure something out, and I'm not the kind of guy to stick his hand out. So I just went back to doing the only thing that I know how to do, which is train horses for public. And, it was about a month and a half, 2 months after my head injury that I started training horses again. And, when Chloe found out about this, it really inspired her to make a movie about it, because of the simple fact that I would, you know, risk my life to continue doing what I love to do.
Yeah, yours is a is quite a dramatic story, and it is one, you know, that many people can relate to, because I can't imagine anything so frustrating
as not being able to do what you've been wired to do, what God has wired you to do. And suddenly, because of this accident, you've got to, in a sense, reinvent yourself, but within the context of who Brady Genro is, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that we were unable to really capture about my recovery, through, visual effects. So there was a lot of things, added for dramatic effect as well, and what it is a fiction film that's based on a true story.
Right.
So, there are also some fictional elements added for dramatic effect as well.
Right. Well, I can tell you, when you pulled out a knife and started removing the staples out of the side of your head, I had to wince just a little bit. I want you to know, because that was quite a blow to the skull that you got during this competition, right?
Yeah, it was a comminuted fracture, meaning shattered. There were three portions of my skull that were inflicted, and two regions of my brain that were damaged, and bleeding. It was a 3 1/4 inch break in length and about 1 1/4 inches wide, being about 3 1/4 inches deep in the middle.
Wow. That was brutal. And Brady, of course, this pretty well sealed your career for future, bronc riding and doing what you love to do. But along the way, you found out that your real love was your connection with horses. I mean, your gift to be able to, train them and communicate them is very unique and special.
Yeah, exactly. I could get killed training a colt just as easy, if not easier. Honestly, in some ways, it's more dangerous. I'm a lot further away from a hospital. There's a lot of times there's nobody there around with me, But I feel like through my connection, I can keep myself safe.
Right. Well, Brady, the story also, it gives us some insight into the Lakota Indians, of which, this is part of your heritage. Explain to our audience, what the Lakotas are all about and how it has defined your life.
The word Lakota means allies in language. And, they're always a people that was always, very... very close knit, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very strong horse culture. The Sioux, they mastered the horse, and they became one of the most dominant tribes, basically, and that's where it was, of all Native American tribes. Their ability to travel, to follow the buffalo, to be live nomadic, and, to raid more sufficiently, mastering the horse really helped them excel. And, the Sioux people always were the horse people, from as far back as, shortly after Columbus. And, always living off the land, my part of the world, people are very still close with the land and, know how to live with that one with it.
Exactly. Well, and that came out. I mean, the spiritual aspect of the Lakotas and your spiritual sensitivity as well came through in the movie. Were you happy with that?
Definitely.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, your sister is absolutely precious. I mean, it's just not fair sharing the stage with her, huh? I mean, she kind of like takes the whole screen. She's a powerful, powerful personality, right?
Yeah, she's just an angel.
Yeah. Well, Brady, with the movie The Rider, what do you want the audience to take away from this movie?
As far as the message with my injury and everything, it's, don't take things for granted, because they can be gone in a blink of an eye. And another thing is, don't always think that just because it's something that you think you need is, it's not necessarily the plan that's set out for your life. So, I'm definitely not doing what I thought I would be doing about 3 years ago, you know, at this point in my life.
Right. So. Well, yeah, and in the movie, too, it shares your compassion with one of your best friends who also sustained an injury, and life-changing as it was. And, you know, you were there for him. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would, Brady.
Lane was injured 5 years ago, on September 3rd of 2013. He was injured in a car accident. He was near Waco, Texas at the time. He was going to Hill College at Hillsboro, Texas on a four-ride rodeo scholarship to ride bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And him and a couple friends were driving around, and the tire blew in their vehicle and actually came off, and their vehicle rolled, and Lane was injured. And it was actually a couple hours before an ambulance was able to come out, and Lane went to oxygen to his brain for that long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually a wonder and a miracle that he survived, was it not?
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh. How's he doing now, Brady?
He's doing a lot better. He's walking with help, starting to say a few words, you know.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a slow grind of a process. And here, someone like you, I mean, you two were very competitive during your days, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to keep anybody down, you know, but if there's anybody that can meet, you know, if there's anybody that can take it, it's fine, you know.
Right. Well, it's quite the story. Congratulations on the writer. You said you wanted to offer an authentic portrait of the rough, honest, and beautiful American heartland that you deeply love and respect. And I got to tell you, I think you accomplished your goal there.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, well, good. Well, look, we appreciate the time. I know the movie has been out since April and gets released on digital in August, so towards the end of the summer. So if you didn't catch it on the big screen, you'll catch it on the home screen come August. And this is a real special movie that will encourage you and inspire you. I mean, Brady's story, like we said, this is based on a true story. It's still regarded as fiction. Because they're as they are in any kind of fictional stories and depictions on the big screen, there are some liberties that are taken. But just a wonderful film, and as I say, you're going to fall in love with his sister, who is enduring Asperger's, but she is just way, way, way too precious. You're going to fall in love with her, I'll guarantee you. Brady, again, we thank you. Congratulations on the movie, and again, everybody will have a chance to see it when it releases again, when it comes out streaming in August. Thank you again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
Is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Water is the single most important